It was supposed to be a quiet weekend alone at Need Coffee headquarters.
Yeah, you guys have a good time. No, I'll be fine here by myself.
Until it turned into a weekend of pure terror.
Nothing like a sweet pot of coffee. Just me and the coffee. And...
Oh, God! This shit is...
We've replaced Widget's entire stash of coffee with decaf.
Huh?
Let's see if he notices.
What the fuck are you talking about? Of course I'd notice. I've already noticed.
Because New Hampton Squats Blend Decaf has the same great taste as most regular blends.
This tastes like a horse's bollocks. Oh. Oh, fuck. No, I'm getting sleepy. Where is it?
We've replaced Widget's Foosh with ordinary Tic Tacs.
What the fuck?
Let's see if he notices.
Who are you? Where are you? I'm gonna kick your ass if you just stay awake.
Cold turkey.
Oh Christ, there's just Splenda. There's nothing here but Splenda.
A descent into a living hell.
You sons of bitches.
Opens Halloween everywhere.
We've seen you, staggering out of the work week. But now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for weekend justice.
Folks, Widget Walls here with your weekend justice for the weekend of Friday, October 27th, before Halloween. This being the first day of my marathon run to Halloween of watching nothing but horror movies. And once I get up tomorrow, well, it's actually today because I'm looking at it's early Friday morning. But once I wake up, I'm going to start popping in horror movies and it's going to be like Lay's potato chips. I'm not going to be able to eat just one. And speaking of horror movies, shit, was that intro scary or what? I mean, I wanted to direct and write a film that I think would hit you where you live. You know what I mean? It would kind of blow away your comfort zone. So that kind of trapped in a hopeless situation, and how do you get out? And you know, the kind of twists and turns that you need for a kind of war of wills type of thing. So it's kind of like Insomnia, except the protagonist doesn't want to sleep, and you know, it's actually good, which is different from Insomnia, at least the Robin Williams Al Pacino version. But anyway, so yeah, a little scary film there for you to think about. Please go see that when it opens in your local cinemas at Halloween. But for right now, it is Weekend Justice, so we're here to give you a little bit of inspiration for your weekend as you are looking towards the vast array of free time in front of you. You know, probably not free time. I mean, your day job sucks up so much of your time, you probably just need the weekend to catch up. But you need something in there, a little bit of downtime, a little bit of you time for your brain not to explode, right? So we got just a few suggestions here of various shapes and sizes for you to think about for your weekend. So here you go. First up, we've got a release here from Blackstone Audio, and it is called The Splendor of Silence. And of course, I had to get the first name out of the starting gate. Is looks kind of hard to say. It is Indu Sundaresan, I think. Sundaresan, I think that's right. Anyway, she's from India, and this is a book. Kind of reminds me from reading off the back. It has that English patient feel to it, if you know what I'm talking about. That kind of early half of the 20th century kind of period, kind of thing with love and death and all that stuff, all in a nice big gumbo, right? I know you've never heard of English patient gumbo before, but maybe that's the best way to refer to it. But basically, it's about a guy who goes to India. It's 1942, and he's got a lot of things on his mind to do while he's there, but he's also looking for his brother who had disappeared in the area sometime before. And while he's there, he falls in love with a local woman who is not available to be in love with, let's put it that way. And as you can imagine, hijinks ensue from there. So kind of that doomed, that love affair, and I'm not giving anything away because it says actually on the back, doomed. I mean, it used the word doomed. So it's got that kind of fatalistic, kind of spiraling down into whatever's going to happen type of feel to it. And this is from Blackstone Audio. And like I said, Splendor of Silence, it's unabridged like all of Blackstone Audio's bits. And it is read by, and I hope I'm saying this right, Sneha? That can't be right. Sneha? I don't know how else to say that. S-N-E-H-A Mathan. M-A-T-H-A-N. And I'm probably saying all of this wrong, and feel free to snicker at me. It's the glory of learning through phonics. But anyway, so this comes out. It's like 13 discs, and that's 16 hours of listening. So if you got a big road trip to go to whatever your Halloween fun is, then you can pick this up. Sure, it's not scary, but Halloween, scary enough as it is, especially with probably some of the people that you hang out with. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that in general. I know some of the people I hang out with, pretty fucking scary. Anyway, so that's from Blackstone Audio. Okay, so next up, we've got another audiobook from Harper Audio. This is Spoiled Rotten America, Outrages of Everyday Life, and it's written and read by Larry Miller. And Larry Miller, and you'll see when I post the cover art here, Larry Miller, you know Larry Miller. Larry Miller is one of these funny character actors who's been in everything, literally everything. The thing I remember him best from of recent years is 10 Things I Hate About You, where he played Joy Styles' father, and he was an OBGYN, and he was very adamant that they don't have sex before it's time for them to have sex, his daughters. As he says at one point, they're talking about, I think it's prom, and he says, oh, it's just an excuse for an orgy. And she's like, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about. And he says, oh, you don't have days like I do. I spend my whole day up to my elbows in placenta. And it's just absolutely over the top and extraordinary. But that's Larry Miller. He's just a fucking funny guy. And now, I didn't even know he was writing this book, but to give you an idea of the comedy that is in store for you for checking this out, the first line off the back is, like Kofi Annan, Larry Miller is one of the most irresistible comic personalities working today. So there you go. But this is, like I said, read by Miller. It's three compact discs, coming in at 3.5 hours. It's abridged, but it's good quality stuff from Miller, who's funny in his own right. And to hear him read his own stuff is just great. So take a look at him and go, oh yeah, that Larry Miller. And you'll want to check this out. And that's again, Spoiled Rotten America, Outrages of Everyday Life. And that is from Harper Audio. Okay, next up I want to talk to you about a book by Medium Press by Mayomi. I think I'm saying that right. As opposed to Miomi. I'm not sure. I think it's Mayomi. But basically we're talking about The Octonauts. And it's The Octonauts and the Only Lonely Monster. And they talk about this as though it was Hello Kitty meets Star Trek Under the Sea. But it's close to that. My thought was it's kind of like a Ray Harryhausen movie if it had been done by Sanrio. I mean, kind of like a cross between the Thunderbirds and, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, but with cute animals and a vegetable. And it's cute in a way that it will not make your head hurt, if you know what I'm saying. They have an alarm that goes off, and you basically are introduced to all 8 of the characters, and they've got Professor Inkling, who's an octopus, and a anthropomorphic turnip, and I don't know. Just it's for kids. Your kids are going to absolutely love this thing because the art is, like I said, incredibly cute. That's about the only word that comes to mind when you look at this is just cute. and, you know, smart, because it's fun to read as well, and adults will get a kick out of it. So if you enjoy, you know, anime, if you enjoy manga, if you enjoy any of that stuff that's for adults of all ages, for children of all ages, rather, then you should get a charge out of this. And it's Octonauts and the Only Lonely Monster. And, you know, basically when you're dealing with a, you know, a giant octopus that looks like it's got a cat face, I mean, you know, what are you going to do but say, oh, and try to give it a hug, even though it's ginormous. So anyway, that's from a Medium Press. I'll put a link up to their website where you can get a glimpse of the artwork yourself, so you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But you'll see the cover art when I put up the stuff on the post there. So anyway, again, that's a Medium Press, Mayomi, and the book is The Octonauts and the Only Lonely Monster. Next, let's talk Tomorrows. We've got Rough Stuff, their fall issue, number 2. And for those that know Tomorrows, they know, you know, that everything they put out has got just scads of artwork in it. From all your favorite artists, of all your favorite characters, stuff you've never seen before, stuff that hasn't been seen in years, stuff from private collections. It's just, if you're a fan of the comic book art form, then Tomorrows is your friend. Especially if you like to reminisce about the days when people like Marvel and DC were actually putting out good books. But with this, Rough Stuff number 2, they do not only some amazing, you know, bits of artwork from like the likes of Jerry Ordway and Matt Wagner, Brian Apthorpe and such, Paul Galassi, but you've also got interviews as well with Galassi and commentary from some of the folks on the art talking about, this is why, you know, this is where this was from, and this is why I did this, and explaining changes that they made, and it's very excellent. So it's kind of a spin-off of Back Issue, which, as you know, is quality stuff as well. So if you like comic book art, if you like any of the artists that I listed, you're going to want to pick up Rough Stuff number 2 from Tomorrows, because it's chock full of good stuff, and it's I mean, you know, it's like $7 cover price, and how many pages is this thing? It's like 100 pages, and yeah, it's close. It's like 90 pages of stuff. So they're not selling you short on this. And again, that's Rough Stuff number 2, and I'll provide a link to the Tomorrow's site so you can pick up your own copy. Okay, let's talk some music. We've got The Buddhist Monks with Sakya Tashi Ling. Hope I'm getting that right. And the album is called My Spirit Flies to You. And the best way I can think of to describe this to you is, if you recall, back in 1990, when Enigma's first album came out, and it was an extremely novel experience because you had beats, you had vocalists, and then you had the kind of monastic chantings going on, kind of like, you know, Latin mass sounding, you know, kind of, you can just see it in a cathedral, whatever. But it sounded really cool. It was kind of hot, actually. It was kind of hot. But so, and I still have my copy. But anyway, so Enigma's first album was really cool, and their album caught on, and they had a bunch of singles and stuff like that. And as far as I know, the guy behind it is still putting out, I know they've put out at least 3 or 4 albums total. I'm not sure what he's doing right now, probably working on another album. But then you had people who tried to copy that, like Deep Forest, if you recall, and they would always find something that would be the samples that they would use that would form the foundation for what they were doing, right? With Enigma, it was those chantings, the kind of, you know, Latin type of thing. With Deep Forest, it was sounds and samples from the Aboriginal tribes that live in the deep jungles. And, you know, even the Deep Forest album, the first album, was actually, you know, decent as far as, you know, a listening experience goes. Then you got into their later albums, and it was kind of like, just how far are you going to take this? I think they did at least 3 albums. At least those are the ones that I was aware of. Now, with this, you've got, it's pretty much, all of that to say, this is kind of the same thing, except they're using Buddhist monks, obviously, from the title, Buddhist monks and their mantras to form the foundation for, you know, putting some beats behind it and putting some vocals in front of it. And for me, and I'll go ahead and tell you, this is from Decca Records, and for me, this might be your thing if you enjoy listening, because there's albums of just mantras. I mean, there's just albums of chanting and stuff like that. So if you like that kind of stuff, this might be your thing. It's not my thing, I'll tell you that right now. I mean, all the recommendations we put out aren't necessarily stuff that I like, because that would be the Widge Likes show. And Christ, you know, help you if you've got my taste, because, you know, I actually know people who will wait for me to watch a movie and then find out if I hated it. And if I hated it, then they know that it must be good. I mean, that's their take on it. And you know what? Fine. I'm fine with that. I wouldn't want anybody to agree with me 100% on anything, because that would be kind of fucking scary. But anyway, But this is really isn't really my thing, because the chanting that's going on here, the mantras that are going on in the mix are a little bit intrusive. I mean, they're kind of like just kind of, I don't know, at a rapid tempo. So I'm kind of too busy trying to listen to the mantra to actually get into the song as a whole, if that makes any sense. It's just too intrusive in the mix. Whereas with Enigma, you could just kind of kick back and just, you know, you could pay attention to what was going on, and you could find, you know, the lyrics of what they were saying in Latin, and you could find translations, stuff like that, if you so chose. But otherwise, you could just sit back and just listen to the full experience of the song itself. With this, I'm kind of just going, I don't know, I can't quite get into it. But if that's your thing, the mantras and the Buddhist monks and such, you might want to check this out. This is the Buddhist Monks. Like I said, and the album is called My Spirit Flies to You, and that's from Decca Records. We've also got Dashboard Confessional. This is from Vagrant Records, and the album is called Dusk and Summer. And the best way to describe this to you, and of course, I wish I had permission to just play tracks of all these things so that you could know what the hell I was talking about, or at least snippets, but I don't do that without permission. I have to get permission. So if anyone's listening that's involved with this stuff, and you're wondering, like, well, I wish you would play some of that, then freaking give me permission, and then I will take care of it for you. But anyway, the best way to describe Dashboard Confessional to you, for those who don't know, it's apparently this one guy who started off kind of acoustic and has moved into the more... He's kind of like Nine Inch Nails, and that Dashboard Confessional was this guy, Chris Caraba, I guess it is. And then he was touring with a band and then decided to make the band, right? It's kind of like Nine Inch Nails used to be Trent Reznor, which I love. Nine Inch Nails is Trent Reznor. You would see that in the albums, right? But he's kind of like taken on a permanent band around him, basically. I don't know if the latest albums say, you know, the full band or anything, but that's basically the case here. And it's gotten more electric and more... more the same kind of, from what I can tell, lyrics and such, but it's just it's a different musical feel. And I'll go ahead and tell you that this is radio friendly rock, and you can take that as you will, whether it's good or bad. I know a lot of people who like to listen to the radio because they don't like any surprises, and this is the kind of album where there's really no surprises. I mean, it's the kind of thing you can just forget you're listening to, and five tracks in you go, oh yeah, I'm listening to an album, because it's just so... I don't know, there's nothing that kind of reaches out and grabs you by the brainstem and says, hi. And I kind of like stuff like that. So this really isn't my thing either. And there is one song on here, So Long, So Long, which has vocals by Adam Duritz. And I tried to listen to it, but I have a severe allergic reaction to Adam Duritz and Counting Crows. Don't ask me why, he's just always annoyed the living fuck out of me. But there are a lot of people who like Dashboard Confessional, who like this guy, who's, you know, some people have been pleased with the new direction of the band, some have not. So if you have not checked it out, check out some tracks and see if that's your thing. There's plenty of people who like radio-friendly rock and can get off on that kind of thing. So if that's your thing, then I recommend to you Dashboard Confessional. Now, of the three that we've got to talk about, I've also got an album here from Keen. And it's from Interscope. The album is called Under the Iron Sea. And of the three that I'm looking at for this week, this was actually my favorite. This was the most listenable for me. And again, like I said, I'm definitely not the end-all be-all of musical taste. But I pretty much like everything. I like a wide spectrum of genres. I can handle pretty much everything but modern country, okay, where it's all my grandmother's in jail and my dog ran off with my wife and my truck's up on blocks and so is my mother-in-law and all that crap. I can't get into that. You know, Dixie Chicks and Garth Brooks, and I can't deal with modern flashy country. You know, give me old Willie Nelson, give me old Dolly Parton, give me old Kenny Rogers, and I'm fine. And opera. I can't deal with opera for some reason. I always feel like they're hiding something from me because the translation for like 5 minutes of singing is one sentence. And I'm like, no, I'm hearing other words in there and you're fucking with me. So pretty much everything else I can get into. This I can kind of get into because at least from a orchestration point of view, and not talking about there's an orchestra involved, but at least from, you know, full-on orchestra, they're a band, but from the way the music is arranged, there's actually some change-ups in tempos, there's some interesting-sounding lyrics. The music at least engages me, and so I can kind of get into that. And it's kind of, I don't know, the best way to put it would be kind of, I've seen them compared to, like, Coldplay. And I find them, I can listen to these guys easier than I can Coldplay. And the reason for that is, Coldplay's got a couple of cool songs, in my opinion, but for the most part, I start listening to them, and I just want to start making up new lyrics for their songs that makes fun of the song. I can't help myself. I don't know why I have that reaction to Coldplay, but I do. But with this, I just I can kind of sit back and relax and listen to the songs, and I don't feel like adding anything else. And so you might want to check this out. This is Under the Sea, Under the Iron Sea, actually. Under the Sea is Sebastian the Crab's album. If you want to check out some of the tracks, you can check out the first track, Atlantic, A Bad Dream. The fifth track is also a good one if you want to find some samples like on Amazon or something and check it out for yourself. But that's Keen, Under the Iron Sea from Interscope. And the best way to think about it is probably something like Coldplay done correctly. Next up for your animation pick, I'm going to throw Paramount's South Park Season 8 at your heads. This is basically 14 episodes across three discs. And as I've mentioned before when we talked about this at Heads Up, they do have commentaries for each episode, but they are mini commentaries. And what that means is that Trey Parker and Matt Stone will talk about the episode until they run out of things to talk about, and then they'll stop talking. So you're watching maybe an episode and a half if you watch the episode and then turn around and watch the commentary. So obviously, and I've been hearing about some of the most recent episode with the Steve Irwin thing. Ken shot me a link to that, and Jesus Christ, these are very disturbed people. But if South Park is your thing, if Trey Parker and Matt Stone are your friends, then you're going to want to grab this eighth season of South Park. And this was from 2004-2005, and that is available, like I said, from Paramount. Okay, for your anime pick, we've got something here from Genion, and forgive me if I totally screw this up. This is the anime version of The Count of Monte Cristo, and I believe that this is pronounced Ganku Suo, okay? That's G-A-N-K-U-T-S-U-O-U. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Nobody ever gives me pronunciation guides, so I'm just trying to do the best I can here. It's, like I said, the anime version of Count of Monte Cristo, this is the final disc in the series, and it comes with four episodes. And basically, it's exactly what I was talking about. That, I mean, you know the story of Monte Cristo, that basically he is going for revenge for the people who screwed up his life, and now he's getting his revenge. It's basically the final denouement, the final reveal at the end, where everybody knows who everybody else is and what goes on from there. So like I said, you've got four episodes here across a single disc, and it comes with some voice actors giving comments. You've got some art, fashion gallery by the costume designer. They have period costumes, crazy costumes that Anna Sui, I think it is, S-U-I, has designed strictly for the series, and some other bits. And this is for mature audiences. It's 16 and up, and it's the final volume of that from Genion. And I won't try to say the name again, but it's The Count of Monte Cristo, Volume 6. Okay, next up, we've got a release here from Rhino, and it is the Music Cares Person of the Year tribute for James Taylor. And you've got a crapload of people around to give honor to James Taylor. And I don't know anybody who, you know, people might say, oh, James Taylor is too mellow for me, but everybody likes James Taylor, okay? Even if you think you don't like James Taylor, you're fooling yourself. It's impossible not to like James Taylor. He's just too much of a nice guy with nice music. So along for the ride, you've got Jackson Browne, Dr. John, Taj Mahal, Bonnie Raitt. You've got just a slew of people. And they're doing cover songs, live cover songs of his stuff. Dr. John and Taj Mahal are doing Everybody Has the Blues. You've got Carole King doing You've Got a Friend. You've got Bonnie Raitt doing Rainy Day Man, and then James Taylor comes out at the end and performs stuff like How Sweet It Is and Fire and Rain. So fans of James Taylor are going to want to check this out because, you know, solid cover songs are always good, especially from an artist you like. And the bonus is, like I said, this is Music Cares, and if you buy the DVD, the proceeds from the DVD go to the Music Cares programs, and basically, as they say, they provide a critical safety net of assistance to music people in times of crisis. And I know that there were, you know, some recent crises with the musicians in New Orleans getting washed out and stuff like that. So, and you'd be surprised how many musicians don't have, you know, like enough insurance and stuff like that. So it's crazy shit. So it's a great DVD, and it's for a great cause. So be sure to check that out. Again, that's from Rhino, and the full title is A Music Cares Person of the Year Tribute, Honoring James Taylor, featuring umpteen people. So there you have it. For another DVD of the week pick, I'm going to throw Backdraft at you. This is from Universal, and I've always liked this film just because I thought it was just a good story with a great cast. And I already told the story when I did this for Heads Up. So if you want to hear it, go back and listen to the September 19th Heads Up. about the giant cardboard marquee that I used to have that lit up with a 6-foot by 4-foot, I think it was, something like that, something huge, version of the poster. But this new 2-disc anniversary edition of Backdraft, with back before Ron Howard went totally overboard and started doing stuff like A Beautiful Mind that, you know, bored the shit out of people, comes with an introduction by Ron, has deleted scenes, has a slew of featurettes on stuff like the stunts and real life firemen and a fire featurette, which should be interesting because, you know, anytime that you're fucking around with fire on a set, you have to be obviously careful because it's fucking fire. So, but how do you have the element of danger in there without having there be actual danger going on, or at least danger that's controllable? So, if you liked the film, this is actually a solid release, solid 2-disc release with some nice bonus features on it. And it's just too bad they don't have a commentary on here. I would love to hear from anybody, from the cast, from the writer, from Ron. More interesting would be, honestly, because they had to have firemen who were consultants on the film. I'd like to hear from them, about their take on working on the film and how realistic it was. One of the best commentaries ever was the Silence of the Lambs Criterion Collection, which I'll probably be watching this weekend as part of the Halloween Film Fest. And that was Ted Talley, the screenwriter, Jonathan Demme, the director, Jodie Foster, Anthony Hopkins, and the FBI consultant on the film. And that was just absolutely fascinating. So it's a shame that there's not a commentary on here, but maybe they'll rectify that at a later date with a new edition. Next up, we have a bit of erotica for you from our friends at Cult Epics. This is the Tinto Brass Collection Volume 1. And for those who don't know, brass is probably best known in this country for Caligula, which, as I understand it, is still the highest grossing Italian film that's ever shown over here. So that tells you something right there. And basically, this comes with three of his films that are a far cry from, Roman orgies and stuff like that. You've got plenty of erotica going on, but there's none of it in togas, let's put it that way. And there's some bonus bits on here as well. And these are all the original uncut, uncensored versions, so there's something to be said for that as well. In the collection are All Ladies Do It, about a young woman who basically decides to see how far she can push the envelope as far as making her her significant other a little jealous, pretty far through the envelope. I mean, like, into the next mailbox, basically, is what it is. In The Key, you've got a guy who's been married for a long time and decides to go to work on his wife and basically starts to use his daughter's fiancé in his machinations to try and bring his wife around to a more, shall we say, open-minded view of things, and things kind of backfire on him. But, it's all, as you have, plenty of sex and jealousy going on. And lastly, there is Miranda, which is a comedy about a woman whose husband is missing in action. Basically, how she spends her time waiting for her husband to return, does so with a few visitors, shall we say. Each of these volumes comes with an interview with the director, photo gallery, and trailers. So if you're looking for something a little different, little Italian erotica, Cult Epics has it for you. It's the Tinto Brass Collection, Volume 1. And again, that's got All Ladies Do It, The Key, and Miranda. Next and lastly, we've got the Volume 2 of Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. And it's from Adult Swim, our friends at Warner Brothers. Basically, you've got 13 episodes of the series, including the introduction of Bird Girl and the puberty of Peanut and other things like that, which, if you've seen the show, you're nodding. And if you haven't seen the show, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about, Widge? But you're just going to have to trust me on this one. I mean, it is Adult Swim, so you can pretty much expect the unexpected. But you've also got commentaries on here from the likes of Gary Cole, Stephen Colbert, Maurice LaMarche, and lots of people involved with the show. It also comes with deleted scenes, behind-the-scenes bits, featurette on the actors involved, and more. So if you're a fan of the show, then you're going to want to check this out, because it's more than just the actual episodes, which, of course, you can catch on Adult Swim all the time. There's actually some great bonus bits on here as well. And since most people don't recognize the actual episode titles, I will tell you that the stuff in here is like the Quick Draw McGraw episode, the Grape Ape episode, and the Droopy Dog episode about the botched Botox surgery. So be sure to check that out from Adult Swim and Warner Brothers, Volume 2 of Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. So That's it. Get the hell out of here. Have a good weekend. Sorry that this got up a little bit late, but it was just one of those crazy Fridays, as I'm sure you know how it goes. And we have Halloween coming up, so I will be having my own film fest here at the Techno Cave and enjoying quite a bit of horror movies, bad and good. So be sure to just stick around the One Tusk site, the Gab Fest. God knows where I'll be posting commentary and basically commiserating about the really bad ones that I'm watching. So anyway, there you have it. Thanks for listening as always. As always, if you are an independent musician, writer, artist, whatever, if you've got something that you think you want us to take a look at, please give us a shout here at widgesucks@needcoffee.com and let me know what you've got. And be patient, because we've got a lot of stuff here to go through, and we'll be glad to feature you if we like the stuff. And so it just falls to me to thank the folks at Clutch for allowing me to use Promoter of Earthbound Causes for my theme, Hiroshi from the PodSafe Audio site, who let me use the, didn't let me, I mean, I haven't talked to the guy, but it's on PodSafe Audio, you know what I'm saying, the Ghost Story scary music for the opening, for our trailer for Cold Turkey. Remember to go see that. Opens Tuesday. And to thank all of you for bearing with me all of my bullshit. So, until next time, this is Widge, and we'll see you soon. Bye.